Hey, it's just me today. But I have some great news. Did you know that just by listening to this podcast, you are getting awesomer every time? Did you know that? So kudos to you for getting awesomer again today. I'm sure you don't have much expectations for what you're going to hear on this show, but you get me today. Just me. I tried really hard. I had two cancellations, like just enough before I really couldn't find anybody else. And then I got kind of sick. Can you hear it in my voice? I'm a little nasally. Yeah, a little bit nasally. And I really didn't want to get in the booth with somebody else and be like, good luck. Hope you don't get sick. So when you got me. And I just want to let you know that when you get me, just me, you're getting whatever's coming to my mind, just rolling off my tongue, wherever my little squirrel brain goes to next. So do your best to follow along. Know that this is not scripted, but it's from my heart. And I had something to tell you, so I'm glad that I didn't have a guest this time because it was really important. And you will find out what that is. Bum, 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 bum. Thank you. Thank you. And welcome to a fresh air inspired life featuring Copper Harbor from the inside and the power of kindness, connection, and community. I'm your host, Amanda Wise, and it is great to be here. You can probably tell it in my voice. I'm feeling great. I'm happy and relaxed and grateful. So things are going well, but there is something that changed, and I need to tell you about it. So here we go. Are you ready? I had to move out of Copper Harbor. Did you know that? Did I already say that somewhere? I don't think I said that in this podcast. But I didn't really want to. And for me not to tell you that I had to move would make this podcast seem like a lie. Because yes, I lived there for almost 2 decades. And our reason for having to move is legit. I'll tell you about it here in a minute. But I learned two really important things after now being out of it for since school started. I mean, right after Labor Day weekend, Brady and I moved south. We're still in the Keweenaw, and we had to be closer to a school. So, Brady, as you know, you probably heard his own podcasts episodes here. But he has special needs, and we tried him at the Calumet School last year, and he loved it. He loved being around all those people. Those people loved him back, which was, I mean, my heart bursted every time I went into that school and picked him up or had a meeting or dropped him off. All the people, adults and cute little girls that say, hi, Brayden, hi, Brayden. And of course, he knows all their names because that's his nature. So we had to be closer to the school. We did it 1 year, and bless everyone who does the Copper Harbor Calumet commute. All the kids, all the parents, and the bus driver. Bus drivers, man, that was a lot. If it's not clear how much of a lot it was, we had to get up at 5, quarter after 5 a.m. because somebody takes a really long time to get going in the morning to be out the door by like 6:20 when the bus arrived at our house. And then he and all the other kids would have an hour and a half ride to the Calumet School. And for Braden, the elementary school starts at 8:30 and the high school starts at 7:45. So he was getting there before you know, 45 minutes before his school even started. So I'm sure he had a good time having a second breakfast and playing with some new friends and all that good stuff. But we get to sleep in 2 hours, two more hours now. It's amazing. He does take the bus home. Well, first, let me tell you, we have been taking the e-bike to school. He feels so awesome. We get our helmets on. We get our gloves on because the handlebar is cold, Mom. Okay, fine. Put these gloves on. And he is just so happy. We found awesome back way to get there. So we don't have to take the main streets because that's terrifying to me, riding on streets or driving on them, honestly. Not much for driving. But that's been really fun. I'll miss it in the winter, but for now it's great. And then he rides home on the big bus. What? The long bus. He's stoked. He has friends on that bus. He gets to see all the kids get dropped off in his neighborhood. Now he knows where they all live. He tells me just how much fun he's having. On the bus, I hear the kids, "See you tomorrow, Brayden." You know, when I go to greet him from getting off the bus. And it's so cool to me. It makes my heart so happy that he can so swiftly and easily be a part of somewhere new and just be greeted and held and have friends. It means a lot to me. So that's why we moved. We're here and we are loving it and it's great. But I want to tell you what I learned, just how the tables were turned and my perspective is different now that I do not live in Copper Harbor. So when you live in Copper Harbor, people are so curious about what it's like to live there and how do you do the winters? The second question always, do you live here year round? What do you do in the winters? We've talked about this. People are so curious. And it boggled my mind how much curiosity there was around this. How can you live in Copper Harbor? Isn't it like the end of the world? Isn't it like the end of a backpacking journey where you hike 3 miles and cross a little stream and then hike another quarter mile and then make it to your camp and then you're home? You know what? After looking back, I will say yes. It kind of is like that. Because Copper Harbor is at the tip, okay, of this beautiful peninsula. And we all know this. It's at the end. And there's water surrounding you. There's no place to go unless you have a boat that's easy to hop in or you're a fabulous swimmer. So, in essence, if you look at it geographically, when you live in Copper Harbor, you're trapped by water. You make that journey from anywhere. The latest town closest to it is at least 20 miles, and that's Phoenix, which is not really a town. So you're at least 45 minutes away. This is what I learned from being here now. Now, when I say in town, I'm talking about like an actual city, you know, the town we're in now, not Copper Harbor. Because this is a town. Everything is easy here. The hospital is close. The school is close. There's a grocery store close. Not that the general store is not a grocery store. It's amazing, by the way. Stacy, you are amazing. There's a hardware store. There's a place to get your car fixed. I mean, if you have a problem with your car, it's the biggest headache. Great, now I got to get to town. How am I going to get back? And do I need a ride? Am I stranded in town all day then? You feel stranded in town. It's so crazy. Oh, let me see if I'm making my point here. When you no longer live in Copper Harbor, you see how much you sacrifice and how much stress you carry, how much you have to prepare, and how isolated you are when you don't live in Copper Harbor. Now, Copper Harbor is beautiful. It is the most amazing community I've ever encountered. I never knew what community was. I had to look it up one day. I looked up the word community to see if it somehow had the words that I felt in my soul after living in Copper Harbor. No, it's a group of people who live in the same geographical area. Okay, that's, to me, that's not a community. Let me tell you what a community is. And this just became more clear to me once I no longer live there full time. So you're at home, you're working on a project, and you need one tool. You need this wrench. Oh God, I don't have this wrench and I live in Copper Harbor. Let me go see if the general store has it. Okay, well, you know, the general store is not a hardware store. It doesn't have this particular wrench. Let me ask this neighbor. Okay, they don't have it either. Oh, I can think of one more person. I'm gonna ask this person. Oh my God, they have it. Yes, thank you so much. Yes, I'll be back. I'll be by in 15 minutes and I'm gonna pick it up. So what did I do there? I made three connections. I went to the store, saw whoever I saw. I saw person number one. They didn't have what I had, but I made a connection with them. And then I saw person number three who had what I had. Awesome. I can finish this project. I got my wrench. Sweet. Three connections. Now, when you live in a town or a city and you need that tool, you say, oh, I'll just go to the hardware store. You hop in your car, you walk, whatever. You get that tool. You maybe see someone you don't know in the hardware store. You have a polite person check you out. And then you go home. The amount of connection made with other human beings there is much less. So looking at this from the outside, I'm really able to see how Copper Harbor is such a community. Because even if you only have 100 people living there, if each of those 100 people at some point have to ask for a wrench and they make three connections along the way, they're building a web of connectivity. Next time you're cooking, you need this certain spice. Oh man, let me check it at the general store. Oh, they just ran out at the general store. Maybe it's a chili cook-off in there. Everyone's buying cumin and chili powder. Okay. But you made a connection. You ask a different person than you would ask for a wrench because you're looking for cooks now, not handymen. You ask this lady. She doesn't have any cumin. And you ask another lady. You know, me being gender biased. Oh, the ladies are the cooks and the men are the hardware. Well, that's sometimes how it goes. Who knows? Anyone can cook. Anyone can fix stuff. I do both of them. So now I made three connections. Meaningful connections. I'm at that third lady's house like, oh, thank you so much. You know, I needed to make this chili. Thank you so much. And maybe you have a cup of tea or something. Talk about the world. Talk about the other people in your town, which helps connect you even more. And when you live in a city, you need cumin, you go to the store and you buy it. Done. Maybe you talk to someone. Maybe you say hi to the cashier person. Maybe you self-check out. You don't talk to anyone. There's no connections made there. So in Copper Harbor, by necessity, we become resourceful and we make connections. And I'm sure this is true for any small town that is remote. It's just has to be the way it is. So being here where I am now and not having that, it's so interesting and meaningful and eye-opening to look back and see really the power of community. Somebody's got your back. You got somebody else's back. Now they're asking you for a copy of this book that they know you have because they need it right away. Awesome. You got that book? Great. But they did call two other people. They're making connections. We're making connections in Copper Harbor, and that is beautiful. And I'm so grateful that I got to learn what it means to have a community. Because now, when I'm in my new town, like kind of smushed together with other neighbors, I want to meet them. I want to meet them. I want them to meet us, me and Brady, Essa is living with us here now. It's just so wonderful. We have our little family here. And I want to start that community feel where we are. You know, if I need something, sure, I could go to the store. But sometimes you need help. You can't go to the store for help. You need someone to hold the end of this table while you lift up this other thing to put a carpet underneath. You know, you just need some help. You just need someone. Knowing that living in a city does not automatically make a community, I am gung-ho and stoked to start weaving my community web here and keep that force going forward. It feels so good to even think about it. It gets me all excited about life. I just get so excited. So that's one thing I learned, that whole thing about community. And also in that, just the curiosity that people have about living in Copper Harbor, because how can you do it? How can you do it? It's stressful up there. You feel like you're trapped. I already said that. But it's so crazy because it makes you resourceful. And here's the other thing I learned, and Brayden showed me this. So Brayden is here. He gets up. He's excited to go to school. He's excited to ride that bike. He's excited to be at school all day. He's excited to take the bus home. He's excited to get home. He's excited to relax and have some snacks and go for a bike ride. By the way, he is riding his own two-wheel bike. I'm so excited. I honestly was not sure if he would ever be able to do that. And you can shake your head at me for saying that, but he is riding a bike and I am so proud of him. I have cried. So we go ride our bikes whenever he wants to, unless he's hungry, because then he won't pedal and he's very whiny. So we need to eat before we go. Anyway, he's riding his bike. He's happy to do that. He's happy to play with the neighbor kids. He's happy to go to bed. He is so happy. And I'm thinking, how is he so much happier here? What's going on? Like, did things really change that much? Is it getting that much more sleep making him happy? Or, you know, what's going on? And then when I realized how much energy it takes to be prepared and live in Copper Harbor and just always, I mean, okay, there's a storm coming. We're going to get like 25 to 30 to 40 mile an hour winds. That's like batten the hatches and prepare for the worst. And that's not that windy if you live in the hurricane zone. I understand that. But it's not hard to feel like the world could cave in when you live at the end of the earth. So apparently I was often on edge. Apparently it took a toll on me and my stress and gave me some anxiety, because now that I'm here, I feel so much better. I am much more relaxed. I know that there's people around. I feel safe and in a neighborhood, a really great neighborhood of good people and close to the hospital. You know, it's not like if we happen to have another ER visit, which is not unlikely but not wanted, it's not a whole big deal to be like, oh my God, is this bad enough that we need to drive to the ER? You know what? We are close enough to the ER that the drive is not a thing, and it shouldn't have to be. What I realized is how much more relaxed I am and how Brayden has picked that up. And it has made him a different person. It has made him more relaxed because he carries my stress. I'm his mom. We've lived together for almost 10 years. Birthday boy coming up. And he has seen me go through such hard things that I would not have been able to do if I didn't have such a great community in Copper Harbor. I will shout out 1,000,000% thank you to my community for helping us through that. Because every time I was strong enough to reach out, somebody helped us. But now it's easier here. It is easier. And he can see that in me I didn't realize how much I had relaxed until he relaxed. And I realized why he relaxed, because he was mirroring me, like any kid does, you know? That's what kids do a lot, more than we know, is mirror their parents. They're reflecting back what they see and what they feel, because it gets into their own psyche and their own cells and their own heart. So those are the two big things I've learned so far by, you know, removing myself from a place that I lived that long, that is such a curious place. You know, that's what it like, that's what it's like when it really comes down to how it makes you feel. That's how it makes you feel, I guess. Warm and cozy with your community, and like stressed out that you always got to be on your game, always ready. Hope you didn't leave anything behind, forget anything in town, forget your purse when you go to town, which I have done, which wastes a day of driving. Oh man. Anyway, I wanted to share that with you because I feel it's really meaningful and good stuff to know. I also want to say that it's really cool kind of being south in the peninsula. Now I'm not surrounded by water on three sides as much as two sides with a road in between. You know, if you're looking at the Keweenaw Peninsula, well, many roads. But it just makes for so much more adventuring. I feel like the Keweenaw is new to me now, because there's places that I can get to in less than 20 minutes. It doesn't take an hour to get somewhere now, you know? So I've been finding new places, even going on new hikes and different, like today I just went to a beach I never went to myself before. It's always been someone brought me there, or I didn't even know how to get there until I looked at the map today and I was like, oh, that's how you get there. Grand Traverse. Oh my gosh. What a beaut. And I was there by myself in the glorious sunshine. There was rainbows in the water. It was amazing. I am so grateful. But that was a new thing. I've never gone there by myself before. I'm definitely going back. So new adventures and all that. And I don't always talk about new adventures on this podcast because I often do interviews. So it's not about what I'm doing, it's about what these other people are doing, which I think is awesome. But if you would like to check out our adventures, I really invite you to go to copperharborvitality.com and check out our blog. You can even sign up to get it in your inbox twice a month. Each blog, we shall have pictures and our latest adventures or whatever has happened lately, and also always a link to our latest podcast episode. It's pretty fun. Another thing new on our site that I highly recommend you check out, even if you just need some eye candy, copperharborvitality.com. Go to the shop page and hit the up close prints button. I just uploaded like 30 more macro nature photography prints from the last couple years. I've been lazy about it, so I finally got it on. And they're just stunning and beautiful and abstract and so magical to me. I really hope you check it out and maybe get yourself a gift. If you get yourself a gift of one of these macro prints that I've taken, you are also supporting this podcast. So if you haven't donated or don't want to donate because you don't feel like you're getting anything out of it, buy yourself a nice gift. Go on there. It's awesome. So I think that's all that I have for you today. I really appreciate you listening to just me, but I had a great time. I hope you did too. Thank you so much for listening. Till next time, take a moment to reflect on what you learned from a big change in your life and do whatever it takes to believe in yourself. Ba 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 da 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 ba ba da ba do da da ba.